This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
The borders have finally reopened to Queensland this week. So many families reuniting. It's just been a love fest all over the state, which is really beautiful. But we actually found someone who hasn't seen her sister in 2 years. And we're doing a secret reuniting. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Brianna, who's just flown in from Sydney, joins us in studio right now. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We are good.
We're so excited to have you here. And we have literally just whisked you from the airport into the studio. Now, your sister Lee has no idea she's about to meet you and see you again for the first time in 2 years. Yeah. Just quickly, what was it like getting through the airport?
I imagine it was crazy.
Right. So there's a lot going on.
It was a lot, yeah.
What, police and stuff?
Yeah, it was
stuff
police
like that.
Set up and everything. So, yeah, it was weird.
Okay, well, you're here now.
That's
the main thing.
There were a lot of boxes to tick to get you into the state. You know, you need to be double vaxxed. You've got to have your border pass.
Yeah.
Everything went smoothly, though, and you're now here. So, it's been 2 years since you've seen your sister, since she actually moved to Queensland with her husband. How often do you talk?
Every day.
Every day?
Yeah.
So how have you kept this a secret that you were coming?
Oh, it's been hard. It's been so hard. But her husband definitely has helped.
Oh, has he? Yeah. Oh, good.
So hubby's in on the secret.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
But he's trustworthy, though. He wouldn't have said anything to Lee.
Thank God for him. I'm so hard to keep secrets. I would just tell her everything if I could, but...
Okay. Well,
no, this is going to be
tell
so
us,
good.
Like, you haven't seen her for 2 years. You said you talk on the phone every day.
Yeah.
Tell us, what does your sister mean to you? And
the world to me.
Why'd you get so, how so close?
Well, we're 9 years apart, but we're just like best friends. Like just growing up with her, just,
Wow.
We're just best friends.
So how has it been
being apart
for 2 years?
It's been really hard. Last time we saw each other, I'm like, I'm crying.
You're making me cry. We haven't even done the reuniting yet.
God, can we get some Kleenex in here?
We're going to need it.
Right.
Last time we saw each other, we like bawled our eyes out of the airport. And I said to Mum this morning, I was like, I need to see her.
So the last time you saw each other, where was it and how, like, what happened at that meeting?
Well, obviously she knew about it then.
Yeah,
obviously.
That was not organised by us.
You know, so I spent, I think, maybe like a week up there. And as soon as we said by the airport and they called my number out, we just bawled out crying. And
wow.
Yeah,
it's been 2 years since.
Yeah, it was hard, yeah.
Okay,
tough.
What's it like knowing that you are in the same building as your sister
I'm
and you're
so
about
excited
to be reunited?
To see her.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
So I guess the plan is we're going to get you out of here. We're going to hide you. Yeah.
We'll give you a snack or something.
We'll give you a bottle of water. You'll be comfortable. But your sister has no idea this is going on. She just thinks she's coming in because she's won a random prize.
Yeah.
Little does she know, you're the prize.
I'm the prize, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
We'll hide you now.
Her sister Lee is just waiting outside the studio right now. She just thinks she's won a prize. Can we do it?
Okay.
I'm
but
so excited.
We have to pretend now, guys. We have to pretend that she's just won a prize.
Yeah, it's just like a meat tray or something.
Bringing in Lee now.
Hello.
Hi, how you going?
Hi, Lee. How are you? Cliffo.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. Come on in.
Are you nervous?
Yeah.
Do you have any idea why you're here? What the prize is?
I'm not going to lie. I kind of thought, like, when I got the message, I thought it was kind of like a scam.
Brooke mentioned you were a bit sus on her and you asked for a photo of the studio. Is that right?
No. So I was like, look, no offense, but there's so many scams going around. Like, how do I know you're legit?
That's true.
I don't blame you. That's just good due diligence.
Right. In this day and age, you've got to be careful.
Yeah. Okay. But any idea what you might want? Like, you know you're getting a prize from a radio station. Any idea what, you know, you might want?
I mean, I don't ask for anything.
No?
A meat tray.
Meat tray, maybe. A bit of cash.
Maybe some AirPods.
Movie tickets.
Oh, I mean...
Take it all, she says.
Wouldn't say no.
Yeah, I wouldn't say no to any of this, to be honest. But, no, I'm more of a giver. So.
Okay. Oh, well, today you are the prize recipient. So
we've just Brooke's off getting your prize for you right now. We didn't want to have it in here because we wanted to surprise you with what the prize is. So as soon as she is back,
surprise!
It's a
surprise.
It's a surprising prize.
It's a surprising prize.
So as soon as she's back with the prize, we'll bring it in and we'll reveal what you've won.
All right. Yeah. I'm normally a Snoop, so for me it was like, what the heck?
Do you hate surprises?
So
a little.
Not knowing what's going on must be killing you right now.
Yeah, a little. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, I like, you know, I've got Christmas presents under the tree already, and it's really tempting to just go and peek a little bit, you know, like tear the corner.
You're one of those people. Yeah.
I blame my mum for that because she used to snoop when I was younger. So, yeah. Monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah.
Well, you had no choice but to be surprised with this one.
So,
all right.
Should we bring your prize in?
Brooke's back with the prize.
Okay. Yeah.
Bring it in.
Bring the prize in.
Oh my God, Bubby! Oh my God! Oh my God, I'm tearing up.
You have no idea,
did you? Oh, I hate you so much. What the hell?
That's real love when the first word said, I hate you so much. Brianna and Lee are embracing. They are hugging. They are crying. They do not want to let each other go. I'm finding it hard to speak. You're crying.
This is the sweetest thing.
Oh, wow. Why didn't we think to bring tissues in? Where are the tissues? What are we doing?
Oh, with me? What the hell?
Come on in, guys. Come on in nice and close to these microphones. Brianna, meet Lee. Lee, meet Brianna. You guys know each other.
Beautiful reunion.
Did you have any idea?
I hate him. I'm gonna divorce him.
So your husband has been in on this. Lee, behind the scenes, this has been quite the feat to get organised. To sort out like border passes and declarations and to get everything happening. It's been quite the feat behind your back, but your husband and your sister have been in on it. Just to surprise you for Christmas.
That's why he was cleaning the room. Everything makes sense.
He never cleans.
He does.
How hard has it been for you to be away from your family and not seeing your sister for 2 years?
I miss my sister, my family a lot. Yeah, it's been really hard because, like, yeah, last time we saw each other was obviously pre-COVID, and we would have liked to stay and see each other a lot longer, but obviously work and whatnot.
Yeah. Moving to Queensland pre-COVID and then having the border shut multiple times since then, like, obviously you never expected that when moving away from the family.
No, definitely not. Yeah.
Would have made it so much harder.
And, you know, like, my sister, she's gone through a lot, and so have you. It's so hard to, you know, be so far away and her not to be right near her, just to, you know, like, hey, I'm here.
I'm here now.
Oh, like, I'll take you out. Like, let's go just do something stupid and forget all the troubles and stuff.
I think I was going to say, I understand. Gabby understands. All of us have family members elsewhere. And there's something about being in the same room or just being with the people who you love or whatever that you just don't get over FaceTime or Zoom or any of that sort of stuff.
Yeah, you really don't.
So I guess that's a little gift we want to give to you, Lee, and to you guys together is each other's company for a bit before Christmas. So
literally well done. The best thing. I didn't even think I could.
Yeah. Is it better than a meat tray? Gabby keeps saying a meat tray. Is it better than a meat tray?
We'll see how she does.
We could put some parsley in her hair or something. Like,
dress her up a bit.
Oh. Well, you guys are just so beautiful. It's been so awesome to get to know both of you, and there's no bond like, you know, two sisters who have been separated. So to see that sort of highlighted has just been gorgeous for us. So
I think I'm crying more than they are.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't
this
know.
Is so emotional.
God, even old Cliffo, old tough, strict, grumpy Cliffo got a bit misty-eyed over here. So, Lee, Brianna, so awesome to meet both of you guys. Thank you so much.
No,
enjoy
you.
The next couple of days. Yeah. Thanks for being part of Reunite Flight. What an honour. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much. Seriously.
We appreciate it so much.
Like. Yeah, I got no words.
You can hug each other again. Go on, hug each other again. The Hit Breakfast Show.